大家平安。
May peace be with you all.
愿神的恩典与大家同在。
May the grace of the Lord God be with everyone.
下我们以德福与德胜跟大家一起来互相勉励。
This afternoon we would like to use the topic "Be blessed and be victorious" for our mutual encouragement.
2013年很快要过去了。
2003 is about to pass.
检讨一下我们这一年中的德与势。
Let us examine our blessings and victories in this past year.
世界的东西啊，往往有德就有势。
In this world, there are if something is considered a blessing, it is a victory.
你得了钱财，很可能失去了一些与家人一起的时间。
There are victories and there are also losses. For example, if you gain a lot of wealth, you may lose a lot of time with your family.
你得了名利，可能会失去健康。
If you win fame, you may lose health.
你得了一些权位，你可能失去一些自由。
When you gain or win authority, you may lose some of your own freedom.
世界的东西啊，都是短暂的。
Everything in this world is temporary.
得与失很难衡量。
So it is hard for us to discern between a win or a loss.
得到的不一定最好。
Because you win something, it does not mean that it is gain for you.
但是神要我们得的却跟世界的不一样。
But what God would like us to win or to gain is different from that of the world.
神要我们得的一定是最好的。
What God wants us to gain is the best.
而神要我们得到的不会让我们失去一点福气。
And what God wants us to gain will not cause us to have losses.
早上我们讲过得救与得力。
This morning we talked aboutgaining salvation and strength.
第一，神要我们得救。
First, God wants us to be saved.
人生很短暂。
Because our life is short.
几十年匆匆都过去。
It is over in a matter of tens of years.
七十年也是两万多天而已。七十年的日子也是两万五千多天。
70 years is only about 25,000 days.
活一百岁也是三万六千天而已。
If you live for 100 years, that's only about 36,000 days.
所以也不是很多。
So those are not many days.
就算你拥有很多。
Even if you possess a lot.
但是在离开世界那一天也要失去。
On the day that you depart from this world, you will also lose it all.
所有的名，所有的位，所有的钱，所有的享受。
All of your fame, all of your wealth, all of your authority and all of your enjoyment will all depart from you with age.
对，圣经说那些都是用手来抓风一样。
The Bible describes it as grabbing for the wind.
你抓到风了，打开手一看又是没有。
When you grasp for the wind, and then you open your palms and you see there's nothing.
所以人生是很虚空的。
This is the reason why life is very vain and empty.
所以最重要的就是要得救。
Therefore, the most important thing for us to attain is salvation.
让你的灵魂有得救的恩典。
For our soul to receive the blessing of salvation.
认识主耶稣基督。
To know the Lord Jesus Christ.
得到他赦罪的大恩。
To gain the great grace of his salvation.
那无论我们哪一天离开世界。
If we have that, then no matter when we depart from this world,
就算活三岁还是活一百岁,
whether we live until we're 3 years old or 100 years old,
我们都不怕,
we will not fear,
因为已经有得救,
because we already have salvation.
第二, 神要我们得力。
Secondly, God wants us to gain strength,
不单只是有肉体的体力,
not merely physical strength,
神要我们有心灵的力量,
but rather God wants us to have strength from within.
当一个人心灵有力量的时候,
when a person's a heart has strength.
他不会疲倦。
Heart and mind have strength. He will not grow weary.
人生很有方向。
Because he will have a direction in life.
那为什么他可以有力量？
And why can a person have strength?
因为他常常找时间可以平静安稳地来信靠神。
It will be because he finds time to be still and be quiet and to rely on God.
所以得力比得钱财还重要。
Therefore, to gain strength is more important than to gain wealth.
那么下午我们来讲另外两德。
And this morning, we would like to talk about two more things that we should gain.
我们再来讲德福还有得胜。
That is to gain blessings and to gain victories.
每一个人都希望得到福气。
Everyone wants to receive blessings.
但是福气是从神来的。
But blessings come from God.
最重要的福是属灵的福。
The most important blessings are the spiritual blessings.
不单只是这个世上的一些钱财。
These do not simply include wealth in this world.
真正有福气的人是跟神很亲近的人。
But those who are truly blessed are those who are near to God.
他很心里 有什么东西他都很满足。
No matter what it is that's going on in their lives, they are always very satisfied.
心里很踏实。
They are established in their heart.
那问题是怎么样才可以得到这种属灵的福气？
But how do we gain such spiritual blessing?
我们看以赛亚书三十章。
Let us turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 30.
第十八节。
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 18.
以赛亚书三十章十八节。
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 18.
十八节，耶和华必然等候，要施恩给你们，必然兴起，好怜悯你们，因为耶和华是公平的神，凡等候他的都是有福的。
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 18. Therefore the Lord will wait that he may be gracious to you, and therefore he will be exalted that he may have mercy on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him.
最后一节，最后一个部分讲了得福的秘诀。
The last phrase describes the secret to being blessed.
如果你要神祝福你,
If you want to be blessed by God,
你要学习等候神。
You need to learn to wait for him.
这一节圣经里面有两种等候。
In this verse, there are two different kinds of wait.
第一种等候,
The first wait,
就是神在等候人悔改。
Is that of the Lord waiting for man to repent.
这十八节说神啊必然等候要施恩给你们。
At the beginning of verse 18 it says, The Lord will wait that he may be gracious to you.
那神在等什么呢?
What is the Lord waiting for?
就是像我们所讲的。
It is what we talked about this morning.
神说你们得救在乎归回安息。
God says, In returning and rest you shall be saved.
得力在乎平静安稳。
In quietness and confidence shall be your strength.
很简单了，答案都给你了。
The answers have already been provided.
信仰没有那么难。
Our faith is not so complicated.
神也没有那么难来体验得到。
And God does not make himself so complicated that we cannot experience him.
神一点都不复杂。
God is not complicated at all.
复杂的是人的心。
What is complicated, however, is the heart of man.
太简单了，信不下去。
When something is too simple, it is hard for man to believe.
所以十六节说，百姓就说了，我们不肯啊。
Therefore, in verse 16, it says, the people says,no, we will not.
不要归回，不要安息。
We will not return, we will not rest.
不要安静，不要平静安稳。
We will not have quietness or confidence.
对于这个道理没什么兴趣。
Because we are not interested in such teachings.
我们要做什么呢?
But what would we like to do?
我们要骑马。
We will flee on horses.
我们要奔走。
We will flee.
我们要奔得很快。
We will ride on swift horses.
跑去埃及求帮助。
And we will flee to Egypt to ask for help.
神说好啊，你们要靠自己去啊。
And God says, fine, if you want to rely on yourselves, you can go.
你不要相信我，你去啊。
If you do not want to believe in me, you're free to go.
神从来不强迫人相信他。
God will never force anyone to believe in him.
神也不强迫人得到福气。
God also will not force his blessings upon a person.
神只会把一个得救的道理告诉你。
God simply tells us the teachings of salvation.
那如果你不要接受怎么办呢?
But if we choose not to accept those teachings,
可以的，你就自己去试试看。
That is still fine, and God will allow us to do whatever we want.
但是神说，你要跑，我会让你的仇敌比你跑得更快。
But God here says that if you flee, your enemies will flee, will run faster than you.
你不要靠自己，你不要靠神，你要靠自己的话。
If you do not rely on God and you rely on yourself,
你又想解决你的问题啊。
Then no matter how you think about how to resolve your problems,
你的问题一定会追过你的。
Your problems will still overtake you.
然后呢，神就会等候。
And then the Lord will wait.
十八节说，神就必然等候。
In verse 18 it says, the Lord will wait.
当你走投无路了。
Wait until the time when you are out of options.
当你吃苦吃得够了。
When you have endured enough suffering,
当你尝试过自己的方法都没有用了。
When you have experienced that none of your methods work,
这个时候呢，你就要乖乖的回来。
Then you will return to God.
神就会说，孩子啊，受苦受够了吗？回来吧。
At that point, God will say to you, Child, have you suffered enough? Return to me.
主耶稣也讲过一个比喻。
Jesus also once spoke of a parable.
就是浪子的比喻。
The parable of the lost son.
一个人有两个儿子。
There was a man who had two sons.
小儿子呢，比较不想在家里帮忙。
The younger son did not want to help out at home.
也不想留在家里。
And he did not want to stay at home.
他跟爸爸说，把我的家产分给我。
And so he asked his father to give him his inheritance.
爸爸还没有死，就要分家产，真的是不孝。
It is very dishonorable to his father, the fact that his father had not passed away yet, and he is already asking for an inheritance.
很奇妙, 这个比喻里面, 那个爸爸一句都没有骂他。
But miraculously, or wonderfully, in this parable, the father did not ridicule the son at all.
也没有不给他钱。
And he did not deny him his request.
反而这个爸爸很开明。
Rather, the father was very open-minded.
其实不是开明, 是很痛苦。
Actually, it was not open-minded. He was suffering a lot.
但是这个爸爸知道,我勉强你留在我的家,你人在的心不在啊。
But the father knew that if he forced the son to stay at home, then the son, although would be staying at home, his mind would not be at home.
爸爸没有把用绳子把他绑起来,
the father did not bind him with ropes.
也没有再跟他讲什么道理,
and did not try to give him any teachings.
好了,你要钱就给你。
Since the son wanted the inheritance, the father gave it to him.
你要出去,就让你出去。
Since he wanted to leave, the father allowed him to leave.
爸爸很清楚这个孩子出去之后会发生什么事情。
The father knew what would happen to the son after he left.
第一,他就可以知道孩子出去之后很快钱就会发光。
He knew first that after the son left, he would spend all his money very quickly.
第二,孩子出去之后会很受苦。
And second, the father knew that after the son went out, he would suffer a lot.
但是爸爸知道, 唯有他受苦了, 到最后他才可能会回来。
But the father knew that the son would only return to him after he had endured much suffering.
如果他受完苦就回来了, 他以后永远肯定不会再走。
And the father knew that if the son came back due to all of his sufferings, then the son in the future will never leave again.
结果这个孩子真的是这样就出去了。
Indeed, this is what the son did. He left.
没有几下钱就发光。
And in a few moments, he spent all that he had.
又碰到饥荒,
and he also met up with a severe famine.
没有食物吃,
there was no food for him to eat.
哎呀, 随便找一份工作,
and so he tried to find any job he could find.
都没有人请他,
and, but no one wanted to hire him.
只有一个喂猪的工作请他,
in the end, he was only able to find the job of feeding swine.
犹太人最讨厌猪了。
The Jews hated swine
不洁净的动物,
because they were unclean.
猪有很脏, 那个养猪的, 猪大便啊, 小便啊, 通通都是,
they were also not very hygienic.
这个犹太人要去喂猪,
and so for a Jew to feed swine,
没有办法了, 身份都不用有,
it is only when there's no other way and they are able to even give up their status.
他想要在喂猪的时候吃那个猪吃的豆角。
While he was feeding the swine, he thought that he would gladly have filled his own stomach with the pods 这个, that he was feeding the swine. But even that, they would not allow him to have.
你可以想象, 多讽刺。
You can think about how ironic this is.
那个老板一定跟他说, 你凭什么你吃猪吃的? 你以为你是猪啊?
The owner probably said to him that what authority, what status do you have that you can eat this pod? You're not even a pig. You're not even worth a pig. And so the son thought that he would die. He would die of hunger.
怎么办?
So what could he do?
突然就想起, 哎呀,
he suddenly realized that in his father's house, there are many servants. So he questioned why he had to be here and starve to death. He thought, why don't I return home?
向爸爸道歉,
and apologize to my father.
如果爸爸接纳我的话, 还可以在家里当个雇工, 当个仆人。
And then, if my father accepts me, then at least I can be called one of the servants in his house.
他想通了,他就回去了。
When he realized this, he went back.
结果爸爸从远处的地方就看到他。But
from far away, his father saw him.
哇, 都接纳了这个儿子。
And he had compassion on him.
这个是主耶稣讲的比喻。
This is the parable that Jesus gave.
这也是讲神对我们的心态。
It is also a description of God's mindset towards us.
我们就是那个浪子, 常常都想离开。
We are often this prodigal son. We often want to leave.
在恩典当中有时候带得不耐烦。
Sometimes, even though we are immersed in grace, we do not want to stay in the grace. We want to go out into the world and endure the suffering outside.
神有时候没有办法。
And sometimes God can't do anything with us.
你不想听,
because if we do not want to listen to him and we insist on leaving, God will not stop us. Even so, his heart hurts.
但是神呢,
still, he waits for us.
照上那个浪子比喻的爸爸,
just like the father in the parable of the prodigal son, he was waiting every day.
等到有一天,
until one day, when you have suffered enough outside,
就会说了,
then you will say
还是回到神的家比较好
that it is better to return to the house of God.
我们看何西阿书
Let's turn to the book of Hosea.
第五章
Hosea chapter 5.
何西阿书第五章
Hosea chapter 5.
对不起，第二章第七节啊。
Hosea chapter 2 verse
7. 何西阿书二章的七节。
Hosea chapter 2 verse 7.
就是说，他必追随所爱的，却追不上；他必寻找他们，却寻不见。便说：“我要归回前夫啊，因我那时的光景比现今还好。”
Verse 7. She will chase her lovers, but not overtake them. Yes, she will seek them, but not find them. Then she will say, I will go and return to my first husband, for then it was better than for me than now.
这个是比喻以色列百姓就好像那个不忠的妻子。
The Israelites were like the unfaithful wife.
反正丈夫很爱她。
Her husband loved her.
但是她在家里待得不耐烦。
But she could not sit still at home.
跟随别人，跟随偶像。
So she chased after others. She chased after the idols.
结果追不上，跟不到。
But she could not overtake them.
受了很多苦。
She suffered a lot.
到最后啊，还说哎呀，还是回来比较好。
And in the end, she says, "I will go and return to my first husband."
再看五章的十五节。
Let's turn to chapter 5, verse 12.
何西阿是五章的十五节。
Hosea chapter 5, verse 12.
五章的十五节。
Hosea 5:12.
我要回到原处，等他们自觉有罪，寻求我面。他们在极难的时候，必切切的寻求我。
Verse 12. Therefore, I will be to Ephraim like a moth, and to the house of Judah like rottenness.
所以神啊，就一直在等。
God continues to wait.
啊，一个很着急的那个爸爸在等待孩子回来。
He continues to wait as a worried father waits for his son.
但只是这个孩子的身体啊，等父亲在等儿子的心要回到父母那边。
The father not simply waits for the physical form of the son to return, but he waits for the heart to return as well.
我们今天当父母的，我会发觉你最难得到的就是儿女的心。
Today, as a parent, you will discover that what is most difficult for you to have is the heart of your child.
小时候他在家里，你每天看到他，当然他每天会回来。
When your children are young, because you see them every day, they're at home every day, they will be with you.
他小时候什么都靠你，他当然的心就是要在你那边。
When your child is young, he or she relies on you every day, so his heart will be with you.
有一天他长大了。
But one day when your child grows older,
他有自己的想法。
He has his own thoughts.
他不想什么都听你的。
He will not listen to you for everything.
甚至呢，他跟你很多冲突。
In fact, he may contradict you in many ways.
甚至呢，跟你呢很反叛。
Or rebel against you.
你会发觉他的心已经不在你那边。
Then you will discover that your child's heart is no longer with you.
虽然住在一个家，但是心跟你很远。
Even though you live in the same home, his heart may be far away from you.
这个呢，父母的心也是很痛苦的。
So sometimes, the heart of a parent is very difficult.
有些孩子都出去了。
Some children may even leave the house.
但是父母爱呢，永远不改变。
But the love of the parent will never change.
神的爱就是像这样。
Just like, and this is just like the love of God.
神说：“我从来都没有走啊，我回到原处，我等你回来。”
God says that He has never left. He's returned to where He was to wait for you.
等你觉得自己有亏欠了。
Until you feel that you're lacking.
你就会寻求神的面。
Then you will search for God.
那个时候你就会极难中切切的寻求神。
And in your suffering, in your tribulation, you will search earnestly for God.
2013年快过去了。
So the year 2013 is about to pass.
我问一个问题，神有没有在一直等你呢？
There's a question that we should think about, and that is whether or not God is waiting for us.
你有没有让神等了很久？
Have we caused God to wait for a long time?
你的心有没有回到神那边？
Have our hearts returned to God?
还是在世界当中乱跑啊？
Or are our hearts still roaming around in this world?
那么以赛亚书的三十章十八节。
In Isaiah chapter 30 verse 18.
看回来以赛亚三十章的十八节。
Let us return to Isaiah chapter 30 verse 18.
这里说有第二种等候。
Here it describes the second kind of wait.
这个最后一节说，凡等候神的都是有福的。
The final phrase of verse 18 says, Blessed are all who wait for him.
这第二种等候的就是我们，就是百姓要学习等候神。
The second kind of wait is the wait of the people waiting for God.
什么叫做等候神呢？
What does it mean to wait for God?
其实 神给我们预备遭遇的很多不同的事情。
Actually, God allows us to face different scenarios.
有时候我们不太需要等候神。
Sometimes, it is not necessary for us to wait for God.
譬如说，你向神求什么，好像一求了，马上得到了，不需要等候。
For example, when you pray to God for something, sometimes, He responds immediately.
你要什么，神给你什么。
When you need something from God, He gives it to you immediately.
但是有些时候呢，神要你等候。
But at other times, God wants you to wait.
尤其是在神要你遇到患难的时候，神要你等候他。
This is especially true when God causes you to face afflictions.
这个神要有他的美意在里面。
And He causes you to wait. It is all out of His goodwill.
这样子等候神才会得到福气的。
And in those times, if you wait for Him, then you will be blessed.
我们看以赛亚书的第四十章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 40.
29节
verse 29.
以赛亚书四十章的二十九节。
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29.
疲乏的他是能力，软弱的他加力量。
Verse 29. And he gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength.
三十节。
Verse 30.
就是少年人呢，也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。
Verse 30, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall.
但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困乏，行走却不疲乏。
Verse 31, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
就是说等候神的意思是什么？
What does it mean to wait for God?
等候神的人就会重新得力。
Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength.
等候神的人就会得到福气。
Those who wait on the Lord will be blessed.
那这里说他们必如鹰展翅上腾。
Here describes that they shall mount up with wings like eagles.
以前我们读到这个借解圣经的时候，想到这个鹰，为什么圣经要用鹰来比喻重新得力，或者是等候神？
In the past, when I read this verse, and I see that it is, we mount up with wings like eagles, I wonder why the Bible uses eagles to describe this effect.
以前我都不太了解。
In the past, I did not understand.
直到有一次看这篇文章介绍老鹰的一生。
Until one time when I read an article that talked about the life of an eagle.
这个老鹰啊，它在四十岁以前啊，都很强壮。
Eagles are very strong before they reach 40 years of age.
它可以飞很高。
They can soar very high.
飞很远。
And they can fly for long distances.
没有任何的鸟可以抵挡它。
There are no other birds that can compare to it.
因为它有很尖的嘴。
Because it has also a very sharp beak.
很强的翅膀。
It has very powerful wings.
也很利的爪。
It has very sharp claws.
所以它要飞得多高都可以。
And so it is able to fly as high as it wishes.
抓什么动物都可以。
It is able to capture any animal it wishes to capture.
从来不会饿。
It never hungers.
很自由。
It is free.
但是40岁之后呢?
But after 40,
那个老鹰的身体就退化。
The health of the eagle deteriorates.
第一啊，它的羽毛啊，因为它比较僵硬。
First, its feathers become brittle.
就飞起来都很疲惫。
And so it becomes more difficult to fly.
它的嘴呢也开始脆了，更软。
Its beak also becomes softer.
它的爪呢也开始没力。
Its claws lose strength.
旧的指甲呢，那个鹰爪呢就已经很脆了，很脆弱。
The nails or the claws become more.
所以这个时候啊，这个老鹰面对生死的问题了。
Not as ductile, and so.In that moment in time, the eagle faces a question of life or death.
它这样一直老化。
Because it continues to grow old.
飞起来很累。
It continues to fly but be wary.
抓不到食物。
It is now unable to capture its own prey.
吃都饿死了。
So at some point in time, it will die of hunger.
这个时候老鹰要做一个决定。
At that time, the eagle has to make a decision.
要继续的这样下去，慢慢的就饿死呢。
Whether to continue life and slowly deteriorate and die,
还是要让他的身体重新的来复原
or to renew its own body.
这神给老鹰的天性是不一样的。
The nature that God has given to eagles is different.
这个时候的老鹰啊，他会去到另外一个地方做一个巢。
At that moment in time, the eagle will go to another place and make a nest.
在一个峭壁这个山旁边呢，自己独居很久。
It will live on the side of the mountain by itself for a long time.
他用他的嘴巴来敲那个石头。
And we use his beak to hit rocks.
直到那个嘴啊，那个鹰嘴啊，慢慢的旧的部分脱落了。
Until its own the outer sheath of its beak comes off.
长出新的部分来。
And then a new part comes in.
这个嘴长出来了，再叮它的爪。
And then after this new beak comes out, it will fix his own claws.
旧的那个指甲呢，也脱落了。
It will cause the old and worn out claws to
fall off. 新的指甲长出来。
And then the new
那个爪长出来。
Claws will come out.
那个羽毛旧的拔出来。
It will pluck its own feather.
那这新的又长出来。
So that new ones can grow in its place.
经历过那么困苦之后。
And after all of this difficulty,
在他等待了一段很长的时间之后,
after a long period of time,
他的身体状况要得到改善。
The eagle's health will be improved.
这样的鹰呢，就可以再活几十年。
And once again, the eagle can fly for many more years.
所以他可以重新得力。
And so the eagle is able to renew its strength.
重新飞翔。
It is able to once again soar.
那圣经呢，用鹰的一个生活，他的生命来形容等候神的人。
So the Bible uses the life of an eagle to be an analogy to those who wait on the Lord.
神有时候要把我们放在很困难的、困苦的当中，要磨练我们。
Because sometimes God places us in difficult situations to train us.
尤其神当看我们有缺乏某些属灵的特质的时候。
This is especially true when God sees that we're lacking in some spiritual aspect in our lives.
这个时候被神磨是很痛苦的。
At those times, being trained by God involves a lot of suffering.
做什么事情很不顺利。
Because many of the things we try to do will be unsuccessful.
遇到很大的压力。
We will be faced with a lot of pressure.
家庭可能出了变故。
There might be problems with our family.
甚至事业失败。
We may even lose our jobs.
哇，好像这个婴儿突然间失去他的爪，失去他的脚，直接那个羽毛，他的鹰嘴。
It is analogous to the eagle losing strength in its beak. Losing the flexibility of its feathers and also losing the ductility of its nails.
什么都没有了。
It loses everything.
但是这个时候神要开始给你东西。
But in those times, God gives strength.
我们看以赛亚书三十篇。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 30.
三十篇的二十节。
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 20.
以赛亚书三十篇的二十节。
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 20.
主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教士却不隐藏，你的眼必看见你的教士。
Verse 20. And though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teachers will not be moved into a corner anymore, but your eyes shall see your teachers.
21节。
21.
你或向左，或向右，你必听见后面有声音说，这是正路，要行在其间。
Verse 21, your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it, whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left.
这句圣经太宝贵了。
This passage is wonderful.
神应许爱他的儿女的不单只是有平安喜乐生活顺利而已。
Not only does God promise to those who love him peace and joy and happiness,
神有时候应许我们的就是艰难困苦。
Sometimes God also promises us adversity.
如果这个艰难困苦是必须的话，神一定不会犹豫会给我们。
And affliction. If this adversity and affliction is necessary for us, then God will not hold it back from us.
这个就好像饼跟水必须要的。
This is just as important as bread and water. They are necessities.
我们知道饼跟水是必需品的，不是奢侈品。
We know that bread and water are necessities. They are not optional.
没有饼跟水，你也不会长大。
Because without bread, we will not grow.
这个是最平常的食物。
This is the most ordinary food we can have.
但是你经历过之后，你才会成长。
But after we endure these difficulties, we will grow.
我以前在另外一个地方认识一个弟兄。
In the past, I knew a brother from another place.
他有一阵子事业做得很顺利。
There was one period of time when his business was very successful.
哇，赚钱赚很快。
He made a lot of money.
那生意啊。都很得到神的祝福。
His business was blessed by God.
他的家也住得很大。
His house was also very big.
第一次看到那么大的房子。
It was the biggest house I had ever seen.
那个车子开进去哦，都要经过两个柱子，这样可以绕出来的，这样好像白宫，好像那个非常豪华的一个房样子。
When you drive through his driveway, you have to drive through two pillars, just like in the White House. It is like a palace.
他也很有爱心。
He was also full of love.
啊、他们家里常接待人。
He often welcomed visitors to his home.、
啊、但是在有一次的事件当中、
but one time,
一个生意的决定错误了。
Because of one wrong business decision,
他被人家骗了所有的钱。
He was deceived of his all of his money.
所有的钱呢、啊，不单只是没有这钱呢、啊，连拥有的房子都要拿出来拍卖还债。
Not only did he lose all of his money, even his house was taken up for auction.
全家本来好像住在那个人间天堂一样，好像跌到地狱里面。
Originally, he lived as if he was living in heaven on earth, and suddenly, he had fallen into hell.
本来他在教会里面也参与很多的圣工。
Originally, he also participated in a lot of holy work at church.
整个人一下当中了，没有了自信了。
But suddenly, he lost all confidence in himself.
所有的他也停止了所有的圣工。
So he also stopped doing any kind of holy work.
他家里就是活在很紧。紧张的生活的一个财政的这个危机当中。
And his family was immersed in a very heavy financial crisis.
本来也是每天好像享受神的恩典，好像玛拿，好像很甜美的，但突然间换了艰难饼困苦水。
Originally, it was as if he was partaking manna from God, blessings from God every day. But suddenly, now he was faced with the bread of affliction and water.Of the bread of adversity and water of affliction.
那时候啊，他们全家都觉得非常的难过。
At that time, his entire family was very uncomfortable.
因为全家一起受苦。
Because the entire family had to endure the suffering together.
感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
有神在他们家的中间。
God was with the family.
在他们家最穷的时候。
In the time when that family was in its worst poverty.
弟兄姐妹有爱心的。去帮助他们。
Many brothers and sisters have had love and helped this family.
但是更重要的是，他们心里没有背弃神，没有抛弃神。
But more importantly, their hearts, in their hearts, they did not reject God.
一般人说，哎呀，你信耶稣的，为什么信到这个样子？
Some people may say, you believe in the Lord Jesus. How can you believe in him at such a bad state?
为什么信到破产呢？
How can you believe to the point that you become broke?
很多这种声音。
There are many voices like this.
但是他们家没有遗弃神。
This family did not reject God.
他们还是等候神。
This family waited on the Lord.
既然神让我碰到这个事情。
They realized that since God wanted them to face these difficulties,
他没有埋怨神。
They did not complain against God.
神让我们碰到，我们就接受。
Since God allowed them to face these challenges, they would accept it.
艰难饼困苦水吃下去喝下去。
They partook of the bread of adversity and water of affliction.
一个信徒最重要是学习，不只是在恩典当中感谢神。
So as a member of the church, not only do we learn to thank the Lord in blessings,
更重要是学习在艰苦在熬炼当中不埋怨神。
More importantly, we need to learn.Not to complain in adversity and in affliction.
哇，所以他们在那个时候坚持下来。
So this family was able to withstand, continue,
等候神
and wait on the Lord.
结果呢，就像第二十节这样这章。
In the end, just like what it is described in verse 20,
你的老师就不会再隐藏了。
It says your teachers will not be moved into a corner anymore.
为什么不再隐藏呢？
Why will they not be hidden anymore?
以前是隐藏的，因为跟你讲，你可能听不下去。
In the past, they were hidden because perhaps when the teachers tried to teach you, you would hide, you would not listen to it.
现在你受苦了，老师就出来了。
But now that you have suffered, the teachers can come out.
现在讲话你会听了。
Because now, when the teachers speak, you listen.
谦卑了。
Because now you have humbled.
啊，你画向左，画向右。
The teacher will say, "This is."
你就会听见有声音说。
This is the way, walk in it.
走在这里，不要乱跑。
You will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it."
哦，后来这个弟兄跟我分享。
Later on, this brother shared with me.
他说：“感谢神啊。”
He said, "Thank God."
神把我有的拿走，也有他的美意。
There is a wonderful will behind God taking away what I had.
第一啊，我以前做生意那么忙。
First, because in the past my business made me so busy.
忽略了家人。
I neglected my family.
也忽略了自己的健康。
I also neglected my own health.
再这样下去，钱可能赚到，命可能没有。
He said, if I continue the way that I was going, I may make a lot of money, but I may lose my own life.
家里可能也会忽略。
My family may also be lost.
所以神把我停下来。
So God stopped me.
第二呢，神让我受苦。
Secondly, God allowed me to suffer.
让我谦卑下来。
To humble me.
这就是他的亲口的跟我分享。
These were his own words.
当然，神不一定用那种方法。
Of course, God does not necessarily have to use these methods. But if God sees that there is a need for this, then God will give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction. But what is important for us to learn always to wait on the Lord? If God wants to train us, we need to accept it. Because the bread of adversity and the water of affliction will change us. Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter
5.
Romans, chapter 5, verse 3.
不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐的给我们的圣灵，让神的爱浇灌在我们心里。Romans
chapter 5 verses 3 to 5. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
保罗信了主之后, 可以说得了很多患难。
After Paul believed in the Lord, you can say that he suffered a lot.
为了传福音而受了很多苦。
For the sake of preaching the gospel, he had to endure a lot of tribulations.
为什么保罗的灵性会那么高呢?
But why is it that God, that Paul was able to maintain such a high spirituality?
就是正正好因为他为主受了那么多苦，他才会领悟出这些道理。
It is precisely because he endures so much tribulation for the Lord that he is able to have such a high spirituality.
患难呢会让你生忍耐。
Because tribulation produces perseverance.
要等候神呢，你就要忍耐啊，不要每次埋怨啊。
To wait on the Lord requires perseverance; otherwise, we would complain.
你生病的时候可以埋怨。
When we are sick, we can complain.
或者是可以赞美神，你自己选。
Or we can praise God. We can make the decision.
前几天我陪一个弟兄去医院急诊室。
A few days ago, I accompanied a brother to the hospital.
在一个急诊室里面等候医生的来临的时候。
When we were in the emergency room waiting for the doctor to arrive,
我们这位弟兄很有信心。
The brother that I was with was full of faith.
虽然他还是痛。
Even though he was in a lot of pain,
他没有埋怨神,
he did not complain against God.
他跟我说, iPad, 帮我来一下。
He said, can you bring me my iPad?
我说, 你躺在这边还要开 iPad啊?
And I asked him, you're lying there and you still want to use an iPad?
我就给他看, iPad。
But I gave it to him anyway.
我看看到底他看什么了，是不是看综艺节目还是看电影？
And I observed him to see what he would use the iPad for, whether he was watching a drama or a TV show.
打开这个圣经来看。
But no, he was reading the Bible.
在急诊室等医生来看, 他还要读圣经。
In the emergency room, waiting for the doctor to arrive, this brother was reading the Bible.
隔壁呢，隔壁隔了一个窗帘呢。
There was a curtain.
隔了一个布的另外一个那个老，应该是老太婆了。
On the other side of the curtain, there was an old lady.
也是不晓得那痛哪里， 还是在等医生来。
Who was also in pain and waiting for the doctor.
然后她女儿来陪她，应该是她女儿，一个年轻女人的声音。
There was a young woman who was probably her daughter who came to wait with her.
哦，那个。 老太老婆婆在里面等了半个小时，嘴巴都没有停过。
This old lady did not stop talking for the half hour that she was waiting.
一直埋怨。
She continued to complain.
埋怨什么？我都没有仔细听啊。
I didn't pay attention to what she was complaining about.
埋怨到最后，她女儿都受不了，说你再讲，我就不理你。
But she complained to the point that her daughter could not stand it anymore. She said, "If you continue to say this, I will ignore you."
又埋怨身体，又�maiyan女儿，又埋怨谁？
She complained about her health. She complained about her daughter and other people as well.
好像一个录音机这样，一直重复的那个跳线一样。
It sounded like a recording because it continued to repeat.
没有忍耐啊，整天在埋怨。
Because she did not have patience, so she waited all. Complained all the time.
有信仰跟没有信仰的人就是不一样。
This is the difference between those who have faith and those who do not.
没有信仰的人一有患难，哎，就埋怨了。
Those who do not have faith will complain immediately upon any kind of suffering.
有信仰的人遇到患难就应该学习忍耐。
But those who have faith learn to persevere in suffering.
心里面的哈利路亚。
They say hallelujah in their hearts.
求主耶稣帮助。
And they ask the Lord Jesus to help.
所以患难就会生忍耐。
This is the reason why tribulation produces perseverance.
第十节，忍耐就是生老练。
And perseverance produces character.
老练的意思就是个性, character.
And so it produces character.
就是说忍耐久了, 患难会慢慢的改变你的个性。
This means that after one endures for a while, that perseverance will change one's character.
个性平常是不会改的。
Normally, a person's character does not change.
有句话叫江山易改，品性难移。
There's a saying that says that everything changes, but character does not.
你现在的个性大概跟你小时候差不多。
Your character right now is probably approximately the same as when you were young.
除非你人生的某一个阶段遇到很大的很大的这个变故。
Unless there's a big change in your life at some point in time.
那就会把那些脾气啊，那些骄傲啊，那就磨掉了。
That big change may remove your pride and anger.
最有效的让一个人谦卑下来就是生病。
But the most effective way to cause a person to become humble
哦，人一生病啊，哪有办法骄傲？
Is illness. Once a person becomes ill, and he has no other way.
躺在医院还要骂那个护士啊，护士都给你好看了。
If you are in the hospital, lying on the hospital bed, and you scold at the nurse, then that might not be a very good idea.
躺在医院都下不了床，哪有办法骄傲？
If you're lying on a hospital bed, you cannot get off the bed, then how can you be proud?
所以忍耐久了，慢慢的个性哦。
Therefore, when a person is able to persevere for a long time, his character will change.
老了就生盼望了。
And then when the character changes, there will be hope.
这个世界算什么？很快就过去。
We realize that this world is not
盼望还是主耶稣。
Not that important because it will quickly pass away. And so all of our hope lies in the Lord Jesus.
要进天国。
Lies in going to heaven.
啊，最后的都不会羞耻。
And in the end, we will not be disappointed.
圣灵充满你。
Because the Holy Spirit will fill us.
神的爱就要灌在你心里。
And the love of God will be poured out in our hearts.
所以今天神要我们得福。
Therefore, today, God wants us to be blessed.
但是得福的必需品就是要经过患难。
But what is necessary for us to be blessed is for us to endure tribulation.
患难当中要等候神。
And in our tribulation, let us wait on the Lord.
所以患难就是福气的发生。
Therefore, tribulation is the beginning of blessings.
所以到最后，经过得福之后，我们就要得胜了。
And after we receive blessings, we will have victory.
神要我们经过得救、得力、得福之后，就要我们过得胜的生活。
God wants us to gain salvation, strength, blessings, and then victory.
我们看罗马书的第八章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书的第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
第三十五节。
Verse 35.
八章三十五节
Romans chapter 8 verse 35
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢难道是患难吗是困苦吗是逼迫吗是饥饿吗是赤身露体吗是危险吗是刀尖吗
Verse 35 Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?
三十六节
Verse 36
如经上所记我们为你的缘故终日被杀人看我们如张宰的羊
36. As it is written, For your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter.
然而靠着爱我们的主在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
37. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
主耶稣要我们过的是得胜的生活。
God wants us to live a victorious life.
得胜什么？
What should we victor over?
保罗为了主经历过逼迫、饥饿、赤身露体、危险、刀剑。
Paul, for the sake of Christ, endured tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, and sword.
这个世界最大的力量是什么？
What is the greatest power in this world?
不是武器的力量，不是刀剑的力量。
It is not the power of the sword or weapons.
最大的力量是爱的力量。
It is the power of love.
如果有爱，
if there is love,
没有任何东西可以阻挡你。
There's nothing that can stop us.
像我们爱我们的儿女。
For example, when we love our children.
如果今天你儿女有危险。
If today our children is in danger.
你会怕任何的麻烦而不去救他吗？
Would we not save them because it is inconvenient?
如果你儿女遇到危险。
If our children are in danger.
你知道他在哪里。
And you know where they are.
你再困难再危险你会去救他。
You will go and save them no matter how great the danger is.
因为爱的力量会胜过一切的阻挡。
Because the power of love overcomes all obstacles.
今天我们要过得胜的生活。
Today, if we are to have a victorious life.
信仰上要得胜就是要深深被主的爱所感动啊。
If we will have victory in faith, we must be deeply moved with the love of God.
保罗说我得胜的这些困难不是因为我自己很厉害。
Paul says that he was able to be victorious not because of his own abilities.
而是靠着爱我的主,
rather, it is through relying on the Lord who loves him.
保罗感觉到主耶稣太爱他了。
Paul was able to experience the great love of the Lord Jesus.
没有任何东西可以阻隔他却不爱主。
He experiences so much that there's nothing that can separate him from the love of Christ.
没有什么东西可以阻挡他的信仰。
There's nothing that could stop his faith.
没有任何东西可以停止他传福音。
Nothing was able to prevent him from preaching.
因为这个爱太大了。
Because this great is simply too great.
所以今天如果我们要过得胜的生活,
because this love is simply too great. Today, if we are going to live a victorious life,
我们求神让我们感受神的爱。
Let us pray for God to allow us to experience his love.
在2013年我们有没有过得胜的生活呢?
In the year 2013, have you lived a victorious life?
我们是每天得胜还是偶尔得胜?
Are you victorious every day or are you victorious occasionally?
有胜过试探吗?
Have you overcome temptations?
如果你被主的爱大大的感动,
if you are deeply moved by the love of God,
你一定会胜过试探的,
then you will indeed overcome temptations.
你怎么舍得去伤害主的心呢?
Because how would you dare to hurt the heart of God?
你很爱一个人,
if you love someone, you will not dare to hurt him.
如果你被主的爱感动,
if you are moved by the love of God,
试探在你面前,
and temptations appear before you,
你怎么会去伤害主耶稣?
How would you dare to hurt the Lord Jesus?
这好像你很爱你的太太,
it is just like how you love your wife.
你怎么会去做一些事情让她伤心呢?
So if you love your wife, how would you do anything to cause her to feel sad?
你不会说, 哎呀, 我很想要, 但是我不行啊, 我家里那只老虎啊, 哇, 会杀了我, 你不会这样想。
You will not think that you won't do this thing because the tiger at home is going to kill you.
好, 有一些男人是这样啊, 很怕老婆, 所以不敢乱来。
There are some husbands who are like this, who don't do anything because they're afraid of their wife.
但是有一天呢, 如果是这样想法的话, 有一天, 试探已经很大, 还是没有办法抵挡。
But if that's the only thing that's preventing the husband from being tempted, then one day that husband will still fall.
应该说很爱你太太。
However, if the husband loves the wife very much,
爱到不可能让你伤心, 不敢不会做这种事让你伤心。
He loves the wife to the point that he dares not do anything to cause the wife to feel hurt.
很爱我先生。
Or if the wife loves the husband very much,
不可以做这件事让他伤心。
Then the wife would not dare to do anything to cause him to feel hurt.
我很爱我的父母。
Or if one loves one's parents,
我不可以让他伤心。
And refuses to do anything to cause them pain,
这样你就一定会得胜。
Then, if we are able to think this way, we will always have victory.
得胜就是因为神的爱在我们里面。
We will always conquer because of the love of the Lord.
如果你每天得胜,
and if we are able to conquer every day,
神的恩典, 源源不绝地在你生活当中,
then God's blessings and grace will always be in our lives.
所以我们要得救。
So we need to have salvation.
如果你还没有得救,
if you are not saved yet,
什么都不是很重要。
Then nothing else is more important. You must be saved first.
已经在教会里面了。
If you are saved, that is to say, if you're already in this church,
还是要得救, 还是要悔改。
That you still need to repent,
修正我们的方向,
and correct your ways.
第二我们要得力,
and secondly, you need to gain strength.
不要每天都好像疲疲惫惫的, 提不起劲的。
We should not be lazy or not know where we're going every day.
要信主, 要跟主, 就要跟得有力。
If you are going to believe in the Lord, then you must believe in the Lord with strength.
不要那个像跟到最后的快掉的那个。
Don't be like the ones who are lingering behind those who are almost lost.
再来我们要得福。
Next, you need to gain blessings.
不要信得爱爱叫的好像都没有什么福气。
Do not be the ones who believe but complain all the time as if they're not blessed at all.
信主是很有福气的。
Because believing in the Lord is full of blessings.
就算在患难当中也很有福气。
Even in tribulation, there are great blessings.
最后我们要得胜。
Finally, we need to be victorious.
愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
唱诗359。
Let us sing hymn 359.